Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Joe Cocker, Mad Dog Englishman. Joe Cocker bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Matthew Hoosier is our guest. He's a reporter with the Kiplinger Editors. Reporting for the Kiplinger Letter, a publication that I've been happy to tell you about for a long time, almost 20 years now, and I encourage you to check them out at kiplinger.com. Hey, Matt, let's talk about Obamacare. We're talking about, folks, the first 100 days of President Trump's presidency. Let's talk about Obamacare. Here's what I said January when I published my predictions for 2017, which, by the way, my over 17 years, my accuracy is 73% for whatever that's worth. I said complete Obamacare replacement will take longer to accomplish than conservatives would like, possibly years. And I said that we published that, I think, on the 8th of January. What do you think about that?
I think that's spot on. I think you hit it on the head, and I think, you know, this was Obamacare was one issue where a lot of Republicans, you know, came into the new year pretty excited about, you know, with them controlling both the White House and then both chambers of Congress. They thought that repeal was going to be pretty easy, but it's shaping up to be a lot like the Democrats were when Bill Clinton took office in the early 90s and they tried to do healthcare reform legislation. There's a lot of divisions among the GOP about what a replacement plan should look like and what a repeal should look like, for that matter, and what provisions to replace and to keep and all of those things. And so, yeah, this fight is going to drag on for quite a bit longer than I think most were anticipating when Trump took office.
There's one thing that I want people to notice, and I haven't heard many people, I haven't heard anybody else talk about this. But I think there's one thing that's worth noting. Notice where in any particular thing that President Trump wants to accomplish, notice where the pushback is coming from. Obviously, it's coming from the Democrats, right? They're going to object to everything he does. Republicans objected to just about everything Obama did. I get it, okay? But notice how much of the pushback comes from within the Republican Party, right? Mm-hmm. You've seen it, right, Matt?
Oh, of course.
And there's this different people for Obamacare than it is for tax reform, right?
Of course, yeah.
Now, here's my point. The reason I want you to notice is there was almost no pushback on the Democrat side against Obama. My point is this, Matt. Republicans don't play the game of politics as well as the Democrats do. They're more independent as a party, as a caucus, than the Democrats are. Would you agree or disagree with that?
Well, I think I'm not going to answer the question directly, but let me just state sort of a fact of politics, and that's
right.
When you're in the majority, when you're the larger party in U.S. politics,
right,
which the Republican Party is now, and which the Democratic Party was for quite a long time, you have to forge together very diverse ideological elements and interests, and usually at a certain point it becomes very hard keep all of those interests united. And I think the Republican Party is at this point right now. And it's very hard for a Republican like Susan Collins to see eye to eye.
Or McCasey from what's her name, out of Alaska. I've been surprised at her behavior. McCasey? I always forget her last name.
Murkowski,
that's it, yeah. Out of Alaska, she's been like that. She's done some of that. So there, but in any given My point is, in any given policy matter, some Republican or two or three pops up completely against the president. You never saw that. And maybe one issue, maybe what was the senator from New Jersey that got after the president for something? I'm trying to remember. Menendez got after the president Obama for a couple of things, but you never saw that. All I'm getting at is, folks, is the you're seeing. I think it's interesting. I think it's more interesting when a party. I think you get a better product when a party actually argues with itself a little bit. What do you think?
Well, I guess I'm not one to judge.
Well, you're a reporter. I'm putting you on the. Folks, he's a reporter. He's not a talk show host like me. He can't run off at the mouth. He's got to be. I'm putting you in a little bit of a spot. But go ahead with your reporting. Tell us more about what you think's going on with Obamacare.
Well, with Obamacare, I would just say that I think, you know, the White House has said maybe somewhat contradictory things in terms of how long the timeline is going to be for repeal and replace. Trump has said that he thought a repeal might take until 2018, but the White House is still planning on unveiling some sort of Obamacare replacement legislation over the coming weeks. And in the meantime, you're going to continue have sort of the negotiations in Congress over that issue. But I mean, to get back to your other point about a party arguing with itself, producing a better quality product, I can't say from a value judgment standpoint whether that's true. Yeah. I will say that it becomes very, a party that argues with itself has a very difficult time actually advancing.
There you go. And
legislation
that's the part I mean, so. When they don't play the game as well as the other party does. We'll take a quick break. Kiplinger.com is the website where Matt works. He and I will be right back. Matt Hoosier. And I will be right back. Stay with us. Tintil.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.